Joining me this morning is Mark White to talk about a very special training, mental health first aid. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Holly.
So we hear a lot of first aid, mental health, not mental health training, actually, first aid CPR training.
That's right.
And now, why is this specific for mental health?
Well, this training was created in 2001. It was created by a consumer of behavioral health services in Australia, actually. And the need at that point was to have an equivalent from a mental health perspective to CPR, to first aid. That's something that a lot of people are trained in, not so much from a mental health perspective. There's a lot of stigma and uncertainty of how to support folks who are struggling with mental health issues. And so this training came about to kind of fill that gap, to give people some skills to support folks who are struggling, so that people can get the help that they need sooner. There's a, you know, on average, it's a 10-year time frame from the time symptoms show up until the time we actually get treatment for mental health issues such as depression or anxiety, substance use disorder. All of those pieces are covered in this training. So this training really gives people, again, a set of practical skills to support folks who are experiencing these symptoms and provide some support so those people can get help.
And when is this training and where is it happening?
It's next Monday, the 26th of August, and it's at the Search Community Health Services building. It's in the conference room. It's an all-day training, 8:30 to 5:30.
And this is geared towards the layperson, so not just for people who are in services.
Exactly, exactly. It's geared for any adult, really, who comes in contact with other human beings. So it's appropriate for people in the hospitality industry, education. A lot of folks from police departments, fire departments have been trained and found the training very, very helpful. There's a statistic out there from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, that approximately 1 in 4 people are affected by behavioral health issues in any year, either being diagnosed themselves or a family member or a neighbor. So mental illness is prevalent. The good news is recovery happens all the time. And that is the good news. And I think this program, this training, really helps people feel confident in providing some initial support so that people can feel better. I think that's the part of the stigma, is like you get a behavioral health diagnosis and you have that for life. It's kind of like a scarlet letter or something like that. But that's really just not the case.
And I think in the past maybe 25 years, the conversation has been easier about talking about mental health. But as a person, I have taken a CPR first aid training class, and I had anxiety of, okay, am I going to be good in an emergency situation? Am I going to remember, you know, how many chest pumps and how many breaths? Is this hard to recruit for, to get people, like, now I have to sort of triage that there's possibly mental health issues?
Sure. I think that's important to recognize. And I think that is part of the stigma that really has held people back from trying to support folks. And this program, just like CPR, it's got its own, I think, you know, in CPR first aid, there's the ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, and mental health first aid has its own mnemonic memory device, which if you come to the training, you'll learn, but it's essentially just a really straightforward, easy to remember set of skills that you can really assess to see, is the person in immediate danger? If they are, get them the support that they need right away. And if not, there's definitely some tools you can use to kind of point the person in the right direction, either towards professional help or self-help, just so that person can kind of get plugged into resources. Again, it's on average 10 years from the time that symptoms show up to the time people get help. So this training is evidence-based, and it's really shown a lot of promise in shortening that time frame. It gets people to help quicker. The training teaches people, again, to be a first responder. Like CPR first aid doesn't teach people how to be a doctor. This training doesn't teach people how to be a clinician. So it's just providing that initial support. And if you're really helping and interested in helping, there's really no wrong way to do mental health first aid. So I think the important point is just to show up and learn the skills if you're interested. And right now, I think there's about almost 30 people registered. So
that's a big class.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so we're hoping to fill it up. And I think the capacity is around 50. So we're getting there.
And it's not only will you have this training, but you can have some extended credits.
Yeah, there's continuing ed credits available. The Trust Training Cooperative out of the University of Alaska Anchorage Center for Human Development, they're going to be the primary facilitators. I'm going to be a co-facilitator of the training. And continuing ed credits are available if you desire them.
And it sounds like any more information that you can get to emergency responding is only going to make you feel more comfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've done the training. This is the first time I'll have done the training in Alaska. I moved back to Sitka in March, but prior to that, I did trainings in Southwest Colorado and Northern New Mexico. And the feedback we get from people who've taken the training is that it really gives folks a really high level of confidence and just showing up and being helpful to folks. Again, not treating the condition, but just encouraging the folks to get help when they need it.
I sort of alluded earlier about how the conversation of mental health has really changed in the past 20 years. And now it sort of seems intuitive of like, why wouldn't this just be included in all CPR first aid classes?
Yeah, I think that's the goal that the National Council really, really sees in the next 10 years is to have this training either integrated in some fashion to standard CPR first aid or at least as becoming as widespread and as prevalent and available to people. It's important training. I think it's super helpful.
If folks can't attend the training on the 26th, will there be another one coming up?
I sure hope so. Depending on the response we get, we can definitely set up another training in Sitka. The Training Trust Cooperative provides training all throughout Alaska. So if you can't make it in Sitka, there are other trainings around the state. And their website, if I can just give it to people, it's www.ttclms.org.
And Mark, if people have questions, is there a way that they can call you or call someone?
Yeah, I'd like to hear from folks who have questions or would like to register. My phone number is 966-8767, 907, area code 966-8767.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate you coming in and telling us about the mental health first aid training happening Monday the 26th. 8-hour training, $75?
It is. Yeah, $75. And if you are interested in the continuing ed units, that's $30. So it's a really affordable training. You get a training manual along with the instruction. And it's a fun training. So definitely encourage folks who are interested to register and show up.
Thanks for coming in and telling us about it. Mark White.
Thank you.